Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you are on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, your loyal host. Here once again this week. This is Sunday. Well, let's see. It's for you guys. It's Saturday, May 9th. May 8th. It's Sunday, May 9th for me, halfway here around the world. And it's a very dark day, morning today for me. 5:07 a.m. I have several things we're ongoing that we'll continue to talk about. I actually had a caller last week that called me and he said, you know, I want to tell someone to tune in and listen to your show, but I don't know exactly quite how to explain what you do. And I explained to him. I said, well, yeah, that's true. I said, at base, we're a CPA firm, and yet we don't tend to work in what I would call the commodity mainstream areas of CPA work. We tend to focus on planning because that's where the money is. And it's not just there for me, it's there for you guys. And if it wasn't there for you guys, trust me, it wouldn't be there for us as well. But in any event, before we go further, I have to read the obligatory disclaimer, expand a little bit upon what you heard on the way in, and indicate that you know, you don't become our client simply because you heard this radio show or a podcast or saw a website or submitted a contact us request or email, et cetera. There's probably some other modes of communication that would apply, but you only become a client once we execute an engagement service agreement, and you'll know because you will have written me a check at that point, so it'll be pretty clear on that invoice what you're paying for. If you would like to discuss how we can work with you with your specific facts and circumstances already in hand on this end, which is about the only way I can answer any specific questions, you've got a freebie. You can call me, email me, submit a contact us request, however you would like to do that. The best way is on our website to go to the schedule a call option there at the top and book an introductory call. And then right after you do that, right next to that link is a client intake form page where if you will complete those forms, I'll have at least a modicum of information from which I could answer specific questions. And just to continue on with what we do as planners, I think if there's one thing I could leave you with on this show every week, each and every week, is that understanding which code sections, that's the Internal Revenue Code, only one that really matters on this show, if you understand which sections to execute your savings, your retirement savings specifically, you know, that's what our focus is. I mean, these same techniques, some of them, not all, some may create additional current cash flows, but everything we talk about by the time you get into retirement, and by retirement, I don't necessarily mean the traditional like I hear other folks discuss. In fact, I've been listening to it for the last hour here as I was getting ready for this show. You know, it doesn't mean you quit your job necessarily. And you know, some people, in fact, by the way, the people that are on the radio telling you how bad you should hate your job are some of the hardest working folks you'll ever know. I know because I know them. And I'm just telling you, there's nothing wrong with enjoying what you do. And I'll contrast that with not having anything to do, and I'll tell you right now, that's, in most cases, that's miserable. In fact, we've got another show on this station, Steve Davis's Total Wealth Academy. I've heard Steve mention this on the radio and in person at least 100 times, is that when he tried to retire, he realized that retire, quote unquote, meant retirement, is not what you think it is if you don't have something gratifying and satisfying to do. In other words, let's think about what Marvin Zindler used to say every time he would sign off on Friday nights after his restaurant report. Go to the zoo, go to the park, et cetera, go golfing, go fishing, or do whatever makes you happy. So if you could wake up tomorrow morning, this is, by the way, this is about the only emotion you're going to get out of this accountant, okay? I don't sell emotion. I sell math, and I'll show you the math that will either confirm or deny everything else you hear on the radio in terms of the strategies and in terms of the "we'll retire you in 5 years or less" mantra, which it happens. There's no question it happens. It's not every other person, which is how it's portrayed, at all. And I know I've got hundreds of clients that are members of or investor groups from around the country. It's not just Houston. And in any event, we'll pick up on this when we after we take a call. I've got a caller holding, and I guess I just want to reiterate, know the code section. And if you do that, you will double your retirement wealth whenever that may occur over the next 5 to 10 years. You will not likely get there within five if you execute under the wrong code section. Anyway, let's see. We have Cheryl and Dan on the phone. I'm not sure which one of you is holding the phone. Maybe it's a speakerphone. But go ahead. Ask me your question.
Good evening, Nathan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. By the way, this is Cheryl that called a week ago. So just to say that, full disclosure. Go ahead, Cheryl.
So we've been studying your math chart.
Okay, good. Good.
And so I have a question for you. The 401, okay. The self-directed 401, I'm looking down in the notes, and talks about qualified distributions. So does that apply? It says that qualified distributions are those that occur after the trust has satisfied a five-year waiting window. Can you explain what that applies to and if that's what that means?
I can. And by the way, let me clarify, Cheryl and Dan are currently a prospect for our services, and we've provided them with a 401 math illustration, which you'll see, not their specific case, but you'll see a sample case at the BA Planner. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the website earlier, baplanner.com, spelled out just like it sounds, BEAPLANNER.com. And if you'll scroll the bottom of that first homepage, you'll see a multicolored one-page, kind of looks like, I'm told, a Domino's pizza menu. I don't necessarily agree. It's far more enlightening. But in any event, if you'll scroll that page, you'll see an example of a $350,000 401 that we were working on for that particular client, and it's got a bunch of numbers, and you can ignore all the numbers. Just focus on the left side of that page. There's two areas I want you to look at when you get a chance. The chart one illustration that shows you the after-tax income that will result given your facts. And by the way, we actually ask you how much money you have to get started. And we also ask you, when do you think you'll first need it? And we also ask you how you define retirement. Very important. And I don't hear that on any of the five-year or less retirement guys' shows. Show me one recording off a radio show or a case study night or a two-day weekend, for those of you that know what that is, where those topics or those bullets were discussed. And without that, you're talking to nobody, right? Who are you talking to? And I'll just tell you, we don't define retirement as just paying your bills or, you know, you're able to retire. No, we have some aspirational spending when we retire, where we want to take the kids to Disney every other year, or we want to visit the other side of the world, as an example. And so I'm going to disagree with something I heard about 30 minutes ago, is that you don't need $1 million to $1.5 million anymore. No, you actually need a couple million, because when your long-term health care issues hit you or your chronic illness issues hit you, which you can't put a rider on an apartment complex to pay for that like you can some of the financial tools we use, in addition to real estate, your $1 million to $1.5 million is gone. It's called the Medicare spend-down requirement. Now, while you're all emotional about getting started with your real estate and you know, making a bunch of money, which we hope you do, it's definitely not every deal that you go into off these platforms, but it's enough of them to where at base you're hearing good things. And some of it, when I underscore some of it, is actually true. The rest of it is actually not. It's sales data, and I've got enough clients across multiple platforms. I can call it math, and I'll show you the math, okay? Anyway, so with the illustration in hand, what you won't see on the sample is about 8 pages of footnotes, okay? So you knew that was coming. Somehow you had to have some explanations for what you're seeing there. And so Cheryl has picked up on a footnote very astutely, and I'll have to acknowledge that most of my prospects don't make it to the footnotes, and if they do, they don't make it through the footnotes. She's well down the pages. I think you're probably on what, page 3 or 4 maybe, Cheryl, or maybe past that, right? And okay, hey, man, I haven't worked on those, and that's what I was getting ready to tell you. We need to talk about those footnotes on anything you think you understand to make sure that I update or have updated, et cetera. And I'll have to acknowledge there's a lot of boilerplate there. In fact, you'll see the same footnotes multiple times because they apply equally to different sections. But what you've picked up on is a footnote that should be related to the gray area. It's at the top, got option 3, which brings us to one of the topics that I've been covering lately, which is Roth conversions. You know, pre-tax 401 or IRA money, preferably 401, converted over to Roth. And if you have a Roth account, it's not just on converted money, it's Roth money, period. There is a 5-year waiting period before you can take profits out without paying tax. And then you've also got to be 59 and a half years old. Purely the Roth side. The pre-tax side of the 401, and I got to correct something I heard again about 30 years ago or 30 minutes ago. You can retire off of a self-directed 401 trust. You can take money out of that trust 10 minutes after we adopt it and get a bank account open if you so choose. It is a 401 that pays you. I'm going to say that again because I hear a lot of loud talk about how a 401 doesn't pay you, you pay it. Well, that's the big company, the traditional failed 401 plan, perhaps, if you agree with that logic. I don't necessarily agree. I don't necessarily disagree. I've got clients that have worked the requisite 20 years or whatever you want to call it, 30, 40 in some cases, and they end up with several million dollars in their 401 when they retire, quote unquote. Okay. Is that failure? Not in my book. It's not. It's called retirement. And if that's what that person seeks out of retirement, great. I'll promise you most of my clients on a $3 million 401 can live very comfortably and have some aspirational spending included. What they can't do is take $300,000 when they're 58 years old and turn that into something that they can actually live on in retirement unless they get into the right asset class. Well, let me back up. Unless they can control their money, self-directed 401 trust, they can invest it in something that makes a lot of money. How about private syndications in real estate and apartments, everything you hear on these shows on this station. And then thirdly, do whatever makes them happy. Can they do that on $1.5 million to $2 million? Yes, they can. And with the right structure, the $300,000 today will turn into the $2 or $3 million over the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years if it's in the right strategy. If it's not, it will not. There's no chance it will. And I can show you the math on many, many clients that are investors in these platforms that didn't end up with their money in deals that returned, 259% over 3 years? Are those out there? Yeah, there's a small number of those projects that will generate that, and I'm happy to compare the math. I will invite anyone from any other platform, investor platform, on my radio show to discuss it. And I've mentioned that, and all I hear so far are crickets. No response. No, we don't want to do that, because they understand, as an accountant, I dwell on the math. And I'm going to ask some difficult questions based on the math, and I'll even base it on specific transactions if they're strong enough to take that. And I'll also tell you about the ones that are successes. I can show you a client that has 40-plus investments in these types of projects that is all over the board. And that's a perfect illustration of what I'm trying to say. It's not every deal. It's not every client. It's not every retirement fund, because, you know, there's different types. And as an example, the 403B that was mentioned 30 minutes ago, that has a $50,000 loan opportunity, which you heard the gentleman discuss. How about you pull $100,000 out, because you and your spouse can both participate in a 401 trust? How about you take a $100,000 loan, provided it qualifies, as opposed to 50? These are the things, when I say this is the 401 that pays you, there's multiple issues that become important. And I'll tell you that for those that want to pay the tax that you're told to do with certain investor platforms, you want to rip the Band-Aid off and pay that tax today so you can tell the IRS exactly how much their piece is, or you can tell the government how much their piece is. We're going to pay tax today. Well, the only thing that does is takes 30 to 35%, depending on which state you're in, out of your family's net worth that you will never, ever, ever see another dollar of return on. Last time I checked, I check every once in a while, and I've yet to see the IRS offer any kind of return on that money. It's gone, okay? Versus you not sending the check to the IRS. Or I'll show you how to send the money to the IRS here in a second, because I'm circling back to Cheryl. I hadn't forgot you, Cheryl. In any event, I'll suggest you don't send the money to the IRS. How about we send it to three or four more syndicators where we keep the 10 to 30% typical returns flowing for the rest of your life? How about we do that? How about we let those glorious offspring of yours, your heirs in most cases, worry about the tax on that money? And how about we work with them on some structures between now and the 11th year after the second spouse passes away, so that we mitigate in large measure that tax at that point, okay? That's what the smart people do, or I should say, that's what the wealthy people do. You don't need to be smart to be wealthy. You simply need the right advice, the right education. Not just any education, and not just the boilerplate type of education. How about some personal coaching, one-on-one, where we're looking at your specific details? And in fact, Gary, I guess you're just, my producer's name is Gary, I guess you're just going to let me run, right? We're not going to do a break at this point. Okay, give me a couple more minutes, then we'll do a long one. In any event, I said I would show you how to pay tax. You know what? If you want to pay tax, let's bifurcate or do a hybrid on the rollover we take out of the 401. How about we do some part of Roth conversion? If you like to pay a little bit of tax, tell me how much you want to pay. I'll be happy to work out the deal for you. I'll intervene with you in the IRS. It's called a tax return. And we'll pay tax on the piece that you would like to truly, truly free yourself and identify and define the partnership level of ownership that you have with the federal government on those funds. Because at base, the advice is correct in that you want to set a line in the sand on how much the federal government owns of your retirement funds, and the way to do that is to pay tax. However, to pay tax by sending them a check after liquidating is not smart, and it doesn't create wealth. What does create wealth, and it's incredibly smart, is that we do a Roth conversion. We pay the same amount of tax that you would pay if you rip the Band-Aid off, as you're being told, which, by the way, don't just accept that. Again, 45 minutes ago, I heard that we finally just accepted what we were being told to move forward with investing in real estate. And I'm just telling you, that do that at your own peril. And again, look at my illustration, $350,000 401. That is $22,463,000 plus of bad education and bad advice. And how do I know that? Look at the bottom left corner on that illustration, key metrics section, number 5. That shows you what the tax on $350,000 today will turn into. And these are averages. Understand, nobody's average. I use a rate of return of 20%. Well, as you can, if you listen to the radio, you just heard where my 20%, boy, it's like the Three Stooges counting money. You know, they're counting the 20s and 100s out, and there's a 5. Oh, where'd that get in here? Throw that away, right? Okay, well, I'll take the 10 to 30% because I know that on average, that 20% return every 3.6 years will double the amount of capital. So with your cheap $4 Walmart calculator pulled out, key in 94,000 and some change, the number's right there at the top of that illustration, key in that amount of tax and multiply it by 1.2. Or if you're really aggressive and you like the numbers you heard earlier, what was it, 0.85 or 0.89, multiply it by 1.85. Your calculator may not have enough digits. It'll have to show it exponential format once it gets out that far if you're using 85, because again, at 20, it doubles every 3.6 year. I suppose at 85, it doubles, what, about every 1.2, 1.3 years. But bottom line is you multiply that tax, the 94,000 times 1.2 times 1.2 times 1.2, go out 30 years, be sitting down, look at your calculator. That money will have turned into $22,463,000 and some odd dollars. So what is that like? Well, that would be like you cashing out your money, as you're being told by other gurus, quote unquote, self-made millionaires, and finding, it'd be like you buying a lottery ticket and then finding out after the deadline that you won. And there was no way to get your $22 million payday. What else are you being told that might not be correct? That's what we do. We help you analyze documents. We help you analyze opportunities. All opportunities are not delivered the same. And for you to find the opportunity that even nudges the return a point, and as very correctly pointed out, by the way, when you discussed the concept of NOI, the numbers were a little bit wrong. Right now, we're not seeing cap rates in the 10% range, which is what it would have taken to take a $100,000 increase in NOI up to $1 million. You know, maybe a 5 or 6 cap rate is what these properties are trading for. So it'd be about half that. It's still an amazing, it's magical. There's no way to describe single family versus multifamily except, you know, the way they trade. Multifamily is magical, and you'll learn more about that. I don't know if we'll get to private syndications again this show, because here I'm rambling about a basic point on Roth conversions here at the halfway mark. Cheryl and Dan, I don't know if y'all are still with me. I suspect you've moved on, and that's fine. If you think of something else, anybody, you can call in to 281-5. Oh, you're still there. Okay. Well, if you've got other questions, hang on through the break, and we'll come back to you. I enjoy your questions. I've told you that before. You're very thoughtful, and, hey, it helps get some good content in front of others that may be contemplating this strategy. Okay. Again, 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BePlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
In efforts to combat maternal mortality among black women during childbirth, Democrat Rep. Cori Bush called expectant mothers birthing people. I'm not kidding. She did this on, of all weeks, Mother's Day week. So happy birthing day, folks. The jokes write themselves.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Well, welcome back. That's, as you've heard me say many times on the show, that's one of my favorite songs, and it pretty much defines many of my clients that come to me. And, you know, they've been told they have to do this, they have to do that, they can retire in 5 years or less without doing this or that. And it's just not usually correct. You know, the words are deceiving. And even though you try to be forgiving, you know, you're still just going to be getting by in retirement because you gave away too much of your net worth at the outset. And we'll show you how to participate in these platforms and in these investments. In fact, we actually recommend them for the right reasons. We just want to have your eyes open. We want you to know at base, everything I do or we do is focused on helping you understand, quote, what you're signing up for, end quote. And if you do that, you will exploit these platforms and these investments, and I don't mean in a negative context. I mean you will optimize, let's say, or maximize your throughput, and you will find that you will have a lifestyle that is twice what it would be if you hand 30 to 35% of your net worth over to the IRS on day one. Don't need to do that. And if somebody's telling you to do that, listen and then go the other way. Let's talk about how to do it. We'll do it quickly. You can get your money into these deals, you know, typically in less than, you know, several days, depending on how the funds transmit from your current administrator, electronically or paper. And then the other thing I want to mention before I go back to Cheryl is that for those of you that are listening that work for the big company, and you have a 401 plan and you've got several hundred thousand dollars or whatever, you know, I deal with people that, you know, have a couple hundred up to a couple million. The mechanics are the same for us. There is more work, obviously, in the scope of what we do for the person that's got more to invest, but that's okay. And but you're thinking, well, gee, you know, I'm 42 years old, and I would really like to invest in these investments, at least some is what I recommend. Let's do a proof of concept or all. And but I can't get my money out. I called HR and they said I either have to quit my job, which I understand. Some people may look at that as a blessing in disguise, perhaps. Not if you need a paycheck, although I guess you could argue if you got, you know, $1 million in your 401, you could live for a little while on some of that as your investments start making money. But understand that in the great state of Texas in which you reside, as long as you're married, and I'm going to put happily in parentheses there, we can get to your money now in a typical 403, 457, 401, IRA, which the IRA is less problematic, but there's a reason why we want to get the money out of the IRA, and I'll discuss more of that after we take another question. But bottom line is we can execute a legal maneuver that's quite common. It's just not common to HR administrators and pension administrators. It is, but it isn't, meaning that when you call and ask, how can I control my money? I want to take control and invest in real estate. And, of course, they're going to tell you, well, okay, we've got that fund. It's a REIT. You can invest in real estate that way. Well, that's not the same way we're talking about. We're talking about investing with people that we know. We can look them in the eye. We join the same mentor program. We can go walk the property that they're getting ready to syndicate. We can hug them. We can cuss them. We can do everything that you can do because you know them, as opposed to some hedge fund manager or private equity manager on Wall Street that's executing those power center, you know, Best Buys and Home Depot warehouses, et cetera. So that 401 trust that we create allows us to roll money over, whether you're 59 and a half or whether you're 39, as long as you're married on the ladder. If you're over 59 and a half, you don't have that issue. And then you control, you're the trustee. You have the checkbook, or you have the bank account with electronic access is more normal, and you decide who, when, where, and how much to invest. And, as I mentioned, this 401 trust pays you. You can take money out as long as you're ready to pay the tax and penalty, if there is a penalty, because you're under 59 and a half, on the sliver. Not the entire account, which is what happens if you go pay tax today to tell the government, okay, you own 22 or 24 or whatever the percentage is. When you add all that income onto your normal earnings for the year, you know, this gives you the ability to pay a little bit of tax on a sliver, whatever that is. And you can set that up to be a recurring monthly payment. Again, the 401 that pays you. So in spite of what you're hearing, understand knowledge is power, and we're going to make you powerful when it comes to your retirement funds. Because why? Because you know which code section to execute under. It's black and white, not a smidgen of gray in this equation. Okay, let's go back to Cheryl and Dan and get another question or two. Go ahead, Cheryl.
So it's a follow-up about the conversion and the 5 years. So
good.
If we already have Roth IRAs that have been there for like 10 years, when does the five-year waiting period begin? Or has it already qualified?
Yeah, well, and I'm going to preface almost every time I answer a Roth question, this is a complicated in-the-weeds area. And I'm going to do as the congressmen do every time you hear these hearings. I'm going to reserve the right, quote, to revise and extend my remarks, end quote. So whatever you hear here on this question and others, please check with me again at some point after you're a client, by the way. I mean, I'll answer an off-the-cuff question that I know the answer to, which I believe I've got this one right. But again, I'm not digging in and reviewing documents and understanding all your details until, you know, you're a client. In any event, the current phone call aside, by the way, so in any event, the Roth IRA and the Roth 401 have separate five-year clocks. That's the first thing, okay? So your Roth IRA is already qualified if you're 59 and a half. Okay, so Cheryl sounds like she's about 38, right? Wink, wink. And so you're not qualified as of yet. When I mentioned qualified distributions in that footnote, yours would not be qualified with respect to the earnings. Now, is it qualified with respect to contributions that were made? You bet. Can take those out, okay, anytime without tax. And if you look at the hierarchy that the IRS, the equivalent of the LIFO and FIFO and average costing methods in an inventory business, you are treated as taking your distributions out. I'm sorry. You're treated as taking your contributions out first. So you get to burn through that layer with no tax. Okay. And so Now, that's to answer that question. Now, why wouldn't, without asking it, Cheryl, and I don't want to steal your thunder if you're following up with this question, but it plays right into where I needed to go anyway. You can roll or convert directly from the pre-tax 401 trust to that Roth IRA. And do we do that at times? Yeah, we do. Do we do it with $500,000 because we figure, well, you know, that Roth IRA doesn't have any RMDs. We'll say that again. The Roth IRA does not force you to take money out once you hit 72. You can leave it alone. That's a big deal when you look at what's getting ready to come down the pike in terms of rates. And the fact that if you work with us, we're going to get you into some other financial tools that, unlike real estate, have distribution capability that's not just tax deferred. It's not even reported. So there may be years as these rates go up, and oh yeah, the rates are going up. If you don't think that, go look at truthinaccounting.org and get a feeling for just how much underwater our country is and 75 of our largest cities. Very well documented, great site. And don't blame me because you just became aware that you owe about $702,000 is each taxpayer, not each man, woman, and child. How many taxpayers do we really have anymore, right? Each taxpayer owes $702,000 of the real debt. And by that, I mean the $130 trillion with, you know, all the mandates added in, not the 30 that the government cops to. That's all they say they really, or if that wasn't enough. By the way, $6 trillion a year ago, $6 trillion either already passed or proposed this year with not $1 of additional tax revenues. Okay, now it's proposed under the current American, it's their beautiful names, American Family Something and American Family Something Else. I don't even read after American Family or Families, whatever it is, because it's a crock. It's an absolute crock. It's nothing for our families, I can assure you, except more debt. Okay, so when you look at the fact that, you know, supposedly the current act will pay for itself over the next 10 years, I believe. Let's think about that for a minute. How's that worked out in the past when we were told they would be paid for? No. There'll be new spending that crops up, and I've seen this since I first became an accountant back in the early 80s, the Tax Reform Act of 86. Ronald Reagan, Tip O'Neill hugged each other across the aisle, agreed to lower tax rates because the tax collections would skyrocket, would be able to pay down debt. Did we do that? Heck no. We went and spent all that and then some. And the deficit back then, I don't remember, but I'm willing to bet you it was far less than probably 10% of the current debt. That was a Republican president. We've had other Republican presidents since. We've had other Democratic presidents. What's the argument about? Why can't we reduce the debt? Well, what I've learned, and you may feel differently, and you know, I this is about the extent of my political talk on the air, I guess, is that it doesn't matter who's in charge. The argument is whether we spend it on free education for colleges or college-level community colleges is in the current bill, and free health care, or do we spend it on military spending? Do we spend it on assorted other investments, quote-unquote? That's an anomaly. You know, how do we get from changing the word spending to investment? Okay? No, it's spending. I don't care how you slice it. And the argument is purely over how we're going to spend it, not how much. And it's a little bit rich, you know, today for the Republicans to act like, okay, all of a sudden we care about deficit spending when, you know, not just under Trump, it's under every president. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. Anyway, so Cheryl, I have to admit, I'm straying from the topic. Repeat your question or give me a new one if I already covered what you were asking about.
No, I think you answered it. You said the Roth IRA has a different
right
start time that's than correct. The Roth 401, so they have different
clocks. Yeah, that's true, and you just reminded me of the point I was circling back to. If you have an IRA, whether it's Roth or whether it's traditional, that is invested in the asset space that we and others on this station promote and like, multifamily, real estate, or real estate generally, if there's a mortgage, and there will always be a mortgage if you invest the way you should, because the leverage, that 80% or whatever it is, let's just call it 80% of the purchase price that a lender will step up and fund, and right now ask you to pay peanuts, maybe, I don't know, I've seen anywhere from 3% to 5%, and you get to keep the other 77 to, I guess, or the other 70 to 77 in most cases, that's a pretty sweet deal. You get, and I say you get to keep that, I mean the profits on that other 75 to 80%, that's how you make money in real estate. So if you have your IRA, and I don't care if you say, well, gee, nobody ever told me that. No, the custodians usually don't tell you overtly, but go look at the asterisks, start reading the asterisks. Once you get past the one that says we don't give tax advice, you got to consult with your other advisors. That's us. We're an asterisk. And then you're going to get into the 990T form area, where they explain there's this little thing called UBIT, unrelated business income tax, and that's section 512 of the code. If you really want to go to sleep early, go start reading it, several pages. And then there's a component of the UBIT tax we call UDFI. It's unrelated debt financed income, i.e. I've got a mortgage, or the partnership that I'm investing my IRA in has a mortgage. That gets you over into the 514 code section, where you're going to realize, oh, I should have filed a Form 990T and in most cases pay a tax that will be up to 37% currently, getting ready to be 39 if the current administration has their way, or if they don't have their way, wait till 1/1/2026 when all the rates that were in effect before the 2017 job the tax, the TCJA, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, reverts, sunsets, on taxable income that gets reported out of your transaction. Now, is all the cash flow you get taxable? No. In large measure, it'll be when you exit the property. And at that point, then your IRA must file and remit a check for the tax that's due under that UBIT, or unrelated business income tax, umbrella, and specifically it's the component with the tax. So what do you want to think about doing right now? If you're in a deal, hasn't exited yet, and hasn't generated, well, even if it has already generated some taxable income, it's probably not significant. You want to think about connecting with someone that understands the rules on 401 trust and get you rolled out of that IRA over into the 401 so that you sidestep that tax. And I hear webinars, I hear radio interviews with local folks that are custodians featuring one or more of their clients that have turned some low amount of money, $100,000, into $2 million over 6, 7, 8 years. Not if they hadn't filed their 990Ts. There's about 30% of that number plus penalties now, potentially, that they don't own. And I don't mean they don't own it because you don't know how much the government owns of your plan. I mean you shouldn't have it in there now. So bottom line is, if you're hearing this, you've got an IRA, you did the right thing, you didn't cash it out, you rolled it into a self-directed IRA vehicle, you put it in to a deal, you got to get out of there. And by the way, you'll see the only exception to this rule under section 514 C9 little c little 2 II Roman numeral 2 is a trust, any trust created pursuant to section 401 of the code. There you go. There's your hole. You can drive a Mack truck through it. Let me know how we can help you. Cheryl, hang on through the break. We'll let you finish the show here when we get back. Again, for next week, call us at 281-558-5738. You can send me an email at nathan@npross.com.
MediaPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, this is Paul Berlin. My program's coming right up. Don't go away.
Okay, welcome back. Nothing in life is free. That's kind of not true. You know, Chris Christopherson differs. He'll tell you that freedom's free, but it's not worth much, okay? And I guess that depends on your perspective. We want to free you of some tax, and I'll tell you right now, that's worth a lot, especially when you look at being able to use that money. You know, when you talk about leverage in a real estate transaction, where you're paying a lender, even the 3 to 5% that you see now, how about you pay no interest on that money? The IRS, when we save a dollar with IRS or defer a dollar, and in some cases it's actually saved, you're not paying anything to use that dollar. You get all 100% of the earnings on that dollar, the cash flow. Okay, let's go back to Cheryl. Cheryl, we got about 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes, so move forward with your questions.
Okay, so also under the 401 trust, on step 3, it says consider additional contributions to the trust if you have qualifying income. Can you explain what is qualifying income?
Well, first of all, to qualify to even have the trust, we have to have some self-employment activity, or in my case, I own an S corporation where I take a W-2, and it's limited to a single employee context, and or you and your spouse. So under the rules that the tax code offers, you and your spouse count as one. And so you have to have some activity with an intention or evidence that you're trying to make a profit. You could be flipping homes, you'd be making offers. You could do some wholesaling, you could have a Mary Kay business, you could have an eBay business, you could consult. A lot of my clients are, you know, former, W-2 folks at a company, and when they want to slow down, they convert to a consultant. That 1099 income will get you there. We could have a family investment vehicle that you are paid director's fees, which are 1099-able. There's a number of ways of getting there. It doesn't need to be a deal killer for people that have a little creativity. And I'm going to repeat, on $350,000, the next 30 years, have the opportunity to add $22,462,000 to your family's net worth. I think you can figure out something, and you may even have friends, neighbors, et cetera, that you'd be amazed how they might be able to use some help in a number of activities that would generate a modicum of self-employment income. But if you're one of my attorney clients or one of my realtors or one of my consultants that are making, you know, significant money, then you can contribute a significant number or an amount to your 401 trust. And for the year 2020, actually, we can still, that's something I probably should have highlighted earlier, we can still, by creating a 401 trust before June 15th, we can go back into the year 2020. If you had self-employment income, we can fund the trust this year and claim a deduction for your 2020 return, provided you've extended, which is best practice for investors. And I'll take that argument from anybody that says it not, or it says it's not, including some of the other gurus on this station. It's a matter, again, of bad advice, bad information. But in any event, the current year limit for people over the age of 50 is $63,500. Think about that. You folks that are behind on your retirement, but you're making money, self-employment money, that's a good way to get caught up. And if you're less than 50, I don't have the number in my head, but it's roughly 57.5, 58. I've forgotten. It changes pretty much every year. This year, it actually stayed the same as 2020. But I focus on 63.5 because most of the folks that come to me are over 50. They're behind. And if they have an activity that generates as much as a couple hundred thousand in net taxable income, they've got some choices. If they don't, they could also execute a Roth. I execute a Roth in what we call a mega backdoor Roth, which means it's a dollar-for-dollar reduction. $63,500 in net income will get you $63,500 into a Roth, which is pretty darn powerful when you're 61 or 51 years old. Pretty amazing. Okay, we're getting ready to wrap up. Cheryl, was there any last thing real quick? I think I've got about 30 seconds left, if you do.
No, thank you. Thanks for all your
okay.
help.
Okay, well, I don't want to tie you down, but I enjoy hearing your voice each week around 5 o'clock. So keep us in mind for next week. Keep studying your illustration, and obviously we can do more phone calls if we need to, and I'll be circling back to you guys here very soon, okay?
All right, take care.
Okay, you bet. You bet. Okay, one last thing I wanted to mention, I got to hurry here, is I heard earlier on the other shows came before us that a gentleman – you know, had a deal, put $100,000 in it, it paid off in 3 years or exited. And one little detail that didn't get discussed is that he didn't have $100,000 to go into deal two. He would have had somewhat less than that, depending on the facts and circumstances of the partnership, because you got to pay tax in that world. When you're in the world of having cashed out your money, with the exception of the 403B chunk. Well, actually, that's not true either, because that loan went to him personally. So he personally paid tax on that transaction. Understand, the 401 trust does not pay tax until you're ready for it to pay tax. Again, not only can it pay you, you also can delay the inevitable payday on tax. And that's critical. We'll talk about that more next week, because we can work with you with other strategies. If you're not using 401 money, it's absolutely doable, but you got a plan. I've enjoyed the show today. I appreciate Cheryl and Dan calling in, and I hope others of you will call in or shoot me an email. I get a lot of emails every week, and I understand some people don't like to speak on the air. That's fine. We'll still discuss them, and hope to have you tune in next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.